Tablet 9, Eternal Divine Path. Most of the writings of Maitreya, God bless him and his family, are descriptions of the scriptures which support his teachings and the greatest sign. But in truth, everything has evolved around the greatest sign, and that should be the focus for those who want to know the truth. Although there are many truths which have been revealed throughout his teachings, the essence is the eternal divine path and following its steps to pure consciousness. That is why the mission of Maitreya has no dogma, but is a practical path to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth and within. Then all might progress and become perfect in the process. Even those who might not agree with all of the truth revealed in Maitreya's teachings or practices can still follow the eternal divine path and overcome any bondages and narrowness of the mind and be set free. So, the emphasis should be on understanding and following the path, which is the greatest sign, and creating a human community based on its teachings. Only with doing so will all petty differences be overcome. Everyone can follow this path and participate in the system of government regardless of their basic beliefs, as long as they help in establishing his kingdom, open themselves to the truth behind this path, and are ready to expand their minds, universalism, all is God, and free themselves from bondage. So a man who realizes this path but does not follow the practices recommended is far more worthy than a person who does all the practices and talks much but does not follow and do. Therefore, we can say the teachings of Maitreya can be summarized as knowing and following the eternal divine path and creating his kingdom by following it. Teachings of Maitreya simplified. 1. Hariom Shri Om. The goal of the life is to become divine. 2. Om Nam Kevalam. That divinity is everything. 3. The path to become divine. A. Awakening the spiritual forces, mystical paths. B. Directing all energy and power gained toward establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth, Judaism. C. Sacrificing all for this ideal or to be humble, Christianity. D. Becoming a surrendered or submissive one to his will, Islam. E. Expanding one's mind by becoming a universalist, Ba'i faith. F. Becoming a dynamic spiritual force, Paravipra, and helping others in the path. G. So win his grace and reach the goal, pure consciousness. Hari Om Shri Hong, Osh sign. The sign representing pure consciousness is the sign of Hari Om Shri Hong, which means the goal of the life is to become divine. This sign consists of four parts. The dot in the middle is a representation of the beginning of all things and also of the beginning of the spiritual struggle or operative power of the Trigunas, the world. The I Ching represents the dual nature of all things in the universe, positive and negative, and also the spiritual powers of the Trigunas in the operative state, awakened by the Rajaguna. The two other parts are the expanding lotus and the sign, which is called the lotustika. The expanding lotus is the loving side of God, and the lotustika is the destructive or punishing side, which is invisible and is not. Punishment and destruction come to man only when man goes against his laws. Indeed, it does not exist, and it is not God who punishes or destroys. It happens because man goes against his laws and so brings destruction to himself, Destruction also happens when the old has to be replaced by the new. Therefore, the sign Ariel Sherihong in general means that with spiritual powers, God controls the operative powers of the Trigunas, and he is the nucleus of the universe. The expanding lotus shows that he is all-pervasive and loving. The lotustika demonstrates his power, the universal laws, of guiding and advancing the universe. The equivalent to the Osh sign is the four-armed Krishna in the Hindu religion and the square mandala in Tantric Buddhism. The I Ching sign in the middle is a representation of the Krishna and, in Buddhist terms, is the center of the mandala, Vajrasattva. The four-armed lotustika shows the four arms of the Krishna and the four sides, north, south, west, and east, in the mandala, the I Ching in the middle, and the four-armed lotustika together can be viewed as five jinas in the core of the Buddhist mandala. Hinduism and Buddhism both strive to reach a state of consciousness beyond the manifested mind, although this state is called by different names such as Samadhi, Nirvana, Union with God, etc., but they are all referring to the same thing, which we call pure consciousness, God in transcendental form. This state of consciousness is the goal of all mystical paths, to become in the image of God. Therefore, we can see that Buddhism and Hinduism as religions are also covered in the greatest sign. The expanding lotus shows the all-pervasiveness of the Lord or Supreme Consciousness. Also, the three colors of the sign, white, orange, and blue, respectively represent Sattvaguna, Rajaguna, and Tamaguna, or Brahma, preserver, Vishnu, protector, and Shiva, destroyer. The very center of the sign represents the father, or Rama, in Hindu terminology. Of course, to write the true meanings of the Osh sign and or the greatest sign, Om Nam Kevalam, Onk, is like trying to describe God himself, is infinite. The Osh sign and Onk sign are representations of his qualities and attributes.